AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. Authorities say the man who attacked a group and wounded 12 in Boulder, Colorado, had planned to kill them all but had second thoughts. The group of about 20 people were holding their weekly demonstration for the release of Israeli hostages. Acting U.S. Attorney J. Bishop Gruel for the District of Colorado says the suspect, Mohammed Sabri Solomon, confessed after being taken into custody.
Mr. Solomon stated that he had been planning this attack for a year. And he acted because he hated what he called the Zionist group.
He's been charged with multiple state counts of attempted murder and a federal hate crime. A judge set a $10 million cash-only bond on the state charges. Gaza officials say Israeli forces killed 27 people heading to an aid site. AP's Charles de Ledesma has more on the situation.
The Israeli army says it fired near a few individual suspects who left the designated route, approached its forces, and ignored warning shots. The shootings all occurred at the Flag roundabout, around 1,000 yards from one of the Gaza Humanitarian Foundation's distribution sites in Rafah. The entire area is an Israeli military zone where journalists have no access outside of army approvals. The nearly daily shootings have come after the Israeli and the US-backed GHF established aid points inside Israeli military zones, a system it says is designed to circumvent Hamas. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Far-right leader Geert Wilders pulled his party out of the ruling four-party Dutch coalition Tuesday in a dispute over a crackdown on migration. Wilders announced the decision in a message on X after a brief meeting in parliament with the leaders of the four parties. The move has sparked a political crisis and could possibly be the end of the 11-month-old government of Prime Minister Dick Schoof. This is AP News. AP's Lisa Dwyer reports on the death of a voice actor from King of the Hill.
Jonathan Joss, a voice actor best known for his work on the animated television series King of the Hill, was fatally shot near his Texas home. Joss's husband says the couple had been at Joss's home checking mail when a man yelled homophobic slurs at them before opening fire. The home had been damaged in a January fire that killed their three dogs. The San Antonio police say they have found no evidence the murder was related to Joss's sexual orientation. A suspect has been arrested and charged with murder. Joss was best known as the voice of John Redcorn, a Native American character in the popular King of the Hill animated series that ran for 13 seasons from 1997 to 2008. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News. Have a good morning.
Stop the podcast!
Stop the podcast!
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton?
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.